Hey, I'm Matt, and I'm here to say we're gonna run over some zombies today. Is Duck driving?
Duck is indeed driving. He is driving the train.
Yeah, Duck was looking at that zombie in the track, and he was like, I choose you.
Hey, Dad, I bet I can hit it. I don't know about that, Doug.
And
But, Dad, he's on the tracks. I don't know, Doug. You shouldn't think so highly of
I'm
yourself.
driving a train.
Fuck it. Let's see
Let's
how it's
do it.
going. I'm going to do it. Well, you're going to do it.
Well, I'm gonna try to do it. Continue my perfect no-death run of
Oh,
Walking
the
Dead.
awesome. This is your speed running The Walking Dead.
To be fair, I did a lot better in the second one than I did in the first one.
Yeah,
I saved a
you
lot of
didn't let
people.
Clem get attacked.
And I didn't scar her for life like you did.
You will eventually.
Well, yeah, I'd imagine there's some choice that
I
eventually
don't think
scars
it's
her.
possible to on The
Walking Dead. The scar tissue I thought you saw.
Oh my God, what happened last time? I don't remember.
Cannibals. Hillbillies.
Wow, this is really hanging.
Last time, Walking
Get the
Dead,
tank moving!
saving.
We've got wounded!
Oh, I remember that.
I want to know why you
Depending
left
on
Clem in
when
your
you're
mouth
watching this,
with me.
this
Was
could
a
have
good
been
idea.
yesterday. Or today. Wait, could it? I don't know.
I don't know. No, it definitely can't.
Last time on Walking Dead, Kenny's a dick.
Can't, well, he did offer you a spot in the RV.
Well, that's because I gave Duck an energy bar, so I deserve
You
a spot in
basically
the
saved
RV.
his life with
I
that energy
did.
bar. Remember that time you didn't save his life?
Oh wait, no. In the second episode, I also gave him cheese crackers, I think.
That's right.
Somebody help me!
Come on, we know this guy's not gonna make it.
Well, we know that now.
Kenny's bloodlust knows no bounds.
I love the last time on is just Kenny. What the fuck's wrong with you? You still
No,
an
nothing.
idiot?
I'm fine.
The rest of us are taking this stuff.
Whatever. Clementine and I will be over in the corner,
Oh,
emaciated, but moral.
And she doesn't even get her cool ass
Hoodie.
hoodie.
That's a shame hoodie. Everyone who has that hoodie in their game is a bad person.
Wear your shame hoodie in the shame car.
It's exactly.
And put on some shame underwear too while you're at it.
It's how it's they made they put that in so that you could tell from like reviewer screenshots just who was a dirtbag and who wasn't.
That's true.
I'm making that up, but I'm just gonna guess that's the
But
reason.
that's also true.
It's
Even
like, oh,
if you're making it up, it's true.
Oh, well, I guess that don't listen to these reviewers. They're bad people.
Hey kids, don't listen to Kotaku.
Not because they're bad people, but
Well,
because they're the worst
I mean,
people.
You can. That they're the worst
They
people.
put Walking Dead spoilers up on their front page a couple weeks
Yeah, I don't
ago.
think you mentioned that on video
What a bunch
yet.
of dicks. What a stupid bunch of assholes.
We're still in Macon,
You're
Jesus.
still in Macon.
Making pancakes, making baking pancakes.
Stop it. Now you're gonna get that song stuck in my head.
It's better than the fucking
You're gonna have that crazy
Way of the Samurai thing.
You're gonna have that crazy remix stuck in my head forever. The one with New York.
Yeah, I know, it's so good.
Oh man, this is what
Maybe.
Beyonce.
They tend to take us by surprise.
Zombies tend to take you by surprise.
Even though they can only move like 2 feet a second.
That's what's surprising. You'd think. It is called The Walking Dead. It's not like The
Well,
Running Dead.
The joke is that we're The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Because we're all infected and we're just trying to get by.
I'm gonna go into Tim's tool shop here.
Yeah.
I don't
didn't
think
talk
so,
to
Tim.
him about it back when Doug was alive, but he basically explains that when you got to Macon. That was the first place people went, and like half the people outside are people who couldn't make it into the hardware store.
Nice. I want to get out of Macon too, buddy. I've been pushing everyone
to leave. Well, are you gonna spite Kenny just to spite him, or are you actually? Oh,
we're gonna have to go eventually, right?
You have to make out with his mustache later now.
No, I don't.
I'll catch you watches.
You mean catch a cousin?
And duck. Stop it. Stop that. Also, I don't remember that happening.
Kenny will, but Kenny did.
No, I mean the helicopter.
Oh,
when did that actually happen?
I don't know.
It happened off camera in the time that we were not playing the video game.
Oh yeah, just like how Mark joined the group, and I was like, "Who the hell fuck is Mark?"
Yeah, it's fine. Mark's fine.
Yes, Kenny.
Mark was there to get killed,
basically.
Like. Because they didn't, they wanted to keep the characters around.
Oh, great!
Still.
Kenny's huge lumbering fat ass destroyed the ladder. Good job.
Thanks, Kenny. You sack of shit. How many medical supplies can we possibly need?
I don't know. Okay, let's.
So
look
Doug's
at this.
Probably in there.
Oh, that's true.
Somewhere.
No, he could be a walker. No, he's yeah. He looked like he died.
Yeah, he died.
He died hard.
Oh.
What a shitty developer.
What? Like
Doug.
Oh, right, because he's a developer. I thought you were like, what shitty developers that could allow for Doug to die, the best character? And I'm like, you killed him.
I didn't kill
him.
It
was you.
Yeah, but they said how we didn't make him cool enough.
This is the most adventure game puzzle one of all of
you
them.
You slaughtered Dad. You know, Lily's not doing good, so I'm worried.
There's a lot to be worried about.
Yes.
I wonder what... She's gonna snap?
Let me ask
Mister, you. I'm gonna murder people in the group randomly?
Hey, let me ask you a question, Lee. I'll give you my answer. Yeah, no shit, Lee. What? Fuck you, Kenny.
What I was about to say is this is the most adventure game of the five episodes.
It looks like it.
You actually do puzzles in this one.
Oh, okay. Like,
there's
like
three
not
puzzles.
Just this one.
I'm just gonna tell you the solutions if you spend more than 10 seconds on them.
Wow, because people love that.
I love it.
The winch control.
Well, you figured it out.
Well, there's two things
It to wasn't
balance.
A really hard puzzle.
I don't think the barrel was the solution.
There's a
so.
Big difference between our playthroughs, because I spent like 10-15 minutes on this thing.
Well, I guess I'm a bit smarter. I don't know.
Oh, I guess you are.
I hope not.
Hoping ain't worth a damn.
Oh, thanks, Kenny.
Hoping ain't worth a damn.
I guess we should just kill ourselves now, then. Just get into the shame car and drive it off the cliff.
No, get into the shame car and just, like, no, sorry. Get into the shame car so someone drives it, but has someone lay down so the person in the shame car has to just...
Yeah. I don't want to be run over by the shame car.
Duck was Would you rather be in it?
Nah, Mullen and Svensson and Woolley are in there. And I think we put James Small in there also.
Oh, he's...
That big floppy Sonic.
James Small was born in there.
He's Wooly and Lindsay Lohan's daughter.
Herschel's son somehow made it. Pretty sure he knows he didn't.
So, great. Duck is feeling bad that he lived for no reason. And a really helpful guy that could have helped. Oh, this will go well, I'm sure. Didn't Kenny get shot?
He got shot in the stomach, like a month ago. Thanks a lot, Kenny.
Idiot.
You called it, though. You called it as hell. And then we're like, oh, wait, any noise at all brings them out of
houses. What the hell happened?
Thought you said you could handle it. You ever been shot before? I'm sorry. Christ. You think you'd...
But you said you could handle it.
Hey, wait, there's trouble brewing.
There's trouble brewing at the old saloon.
How were you still alive all this time with somebody, like, inside there, right?
Yeah, like, what has she been doing?
Also, this brings to mind a lot of really interesting questions. This woman is filthy, as you would expect. How come we're not filthy? There's no running water at the motor inn.
We're filthy? I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
Let's
what
help
are you
her.
We have to help her. How? There's no getting to her.
I need to get my dick wet. Come on.
Oh, she's fucked.
Well, now she's fucked.
Fuck. We gotta shoot her. Put her out of this misery.
We don't know we're here.
What do you mean?
Come on, Kenny. I like how this is the complete opposite of the scenario in episode one.
Which one?
Where the girl begs you to shoot her. Right? Where this girl just got bitten. You gonna shoot her? They'll know you were there. But you'll put her out of her misery.
But she's already dead.
Well, make a choice. Her suffering or your temporary benefit in the pharmacy. Make a choice.
Man, you're not hitting anything.
Oh.
I didn't choose to leave the girl.
You just waited too long. That's horrible. You'd kill the other girl who was crying, but you won't kill this girl who
I
was
did.
Screaming.
I tried to shoot.
You tried to shoot?
Didn't you see me just shoot?
No, you weren't aiming at her at all.
Yeah, I was. I missed.
You were aiming all the way to the side.
No, the controls flipped out and went to the side after I shot. You can look at the video, but I tried shooting.
Well, you didn't do a good job.
We should be good to clear this place out, but we ain't got all day.
This is really horrible that you have to listen to her, like, scream the whole time.
We're down here and then we gotta go.
All right, Matt, you ready to get your horrible shame medicine? Just grab everything you can.
So, I don't get it. I put the girl out of her misery in the first episode. You call me a monster.
Yeah.
I don't do it now, and I'm a monster.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, just everyone remember how inconsistent
you're pretty
you
much a huge monster.
Right.
Anything you do is monstrous.
Anyway.
Oh.
You know what's monstrous?
Stealing from your dad's pharmacy?
I was going to say scarring Clementine for life by murdering a man in front
of her. I didn't
know
she was there!
Guess what? I didn't know this was going to happen.
Oh, you knew. Oh,
this isn't fair. We should be watching Wooly playing right now.
Oh, yeah.
It would be so much more entertaining.
No, wouldn't he? Because he would just, you know, he'd be sitting there going, oh, what's Steph going to think about when I pick this thing?
Oh, no.
If I pick this thing, maybe Steph won't put out.
Can I save all of the girls with short hair?
Oh, look, there's more. Man, you're out of time. They ate that lady. And now they want some of you. Come on,
Lee. So what happens if you save her? Or kill her?
You have way less time. You have way, 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 way less time. Get out of there, Lee. That door is always a dick to you. You notice that?
Okay.
That's like the second time this exact scenario
Hey, Kenny, a little help.
Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny.
Oh, what?
Kenny?
What?
Kenny?
Are you? No.
Kenny?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Kenny, you sack of shit. Oh, Kenny, you fucking dirtbag.
He was thinking about it.
He was thinking about it. Hit the fridge. It's right there. Oh, what a piece of shit. Seriously.
Watch me not even mention this to Kenny.
Maybe you won't.
Are you? No, that sounded like
you're
totally
man.
Right. He's like a cop.
He's really cool.
Oh, he drove the helicopter.
Yeah, I really like how his, like, lips are entirely gone.
Yeah, it's just...
I like that zombie look. Hey, Kenny, you're standing right next to you. Right next to you. Like...
Oh. Man, he's really rad zombie.
He's a cool guy.
Oh.
And Lee's like,
I didn't want to kill this guy. He looks so fucking
too
scary.
Cool. Man, we gotta get out of here.
They're everywhere. You took care of yourself, didn't you?
Right.
Oh, right. They're everywhere except anywhere near you.
You took care of yourself, so why would I need to help?
Urbans.
Jesus Christ.
Urbans.
I was just, before we started this, I was just telling how I was reading people's opinions about the game, and someone said, Kenny's the worst ever. If you thought Larry was bad, Kenny becomes the worst.
Yeah, well.
And
he's pretty bad. Check this out. Arrows.
Arrowed.
Remember our arrow friends?
Yes, our arrow friends.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Oh, we got Ben doing all the good
Ben
work
on
up
watch.
There.
Literally falling asleep.
Why didn't you just make a sign that says free eats?
And Clem's having her sad talks with her mom and dad and shit.
Oh, she's on her walkie?
Yeah.
On her walkie!
Oh, that's adorable.
That's neat. I'll find you in a minute.
While I'm holding this death gun.
That's a weird, like, death gun pose, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Lily, what horrible news do you have?
Hey, Lily, how's your dad?
What'd you get?
I might as well leave a sign out that says...
We actually got...
Exactly, that's what I said. I said free eats, but you might as well have a sign that says rape Clementine on the front.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's what Kenny said.
It's just a dick going into an orange.
Here's all the stuff we got. By the
way. Oh, fuck off. Like, you're one to talk, Kenny.
Yay.
If we carry on like this, we'll get through the winter here.
The winter? We'll freeze our asses off here.
There is no heat.
Piling into an RV with you after what you did to my dad is so
appealing. Lily, I may not like you all that much, but that's a pretty good point.
Let's do what's best for the kids.
Whatever is best for the kids. Doesn't that make sense?
It's suicide.
Thanks, Dad. Well, you guys really made this easy.
Sleeping and kill one of us.
At it again, are we?
Oh.
Can it, Carly.
Don't tell Carly.
Shut up, Carly.
She saves the day more than you, asshole.
Executive decisions for the group. We should stay together, guys.
That does seem like a good plan.
I know you think I'm on her side, but there are no sides.
Yeah.
And then the comeback is you have to pick a side, Lee.
Yes, because that always works, Kenny. Your logic is impenetrable.
We have everything we need.
Because of me, Lily.
No.
We'll deal with this shit as it comes along.
Care of people. Not just things.
Oh, snap.
Just like we always do.
Yeah, nobody fucks with us. Just like I told the St. John's.
Yes.
I didn't take that choice, but I really wanted to.
I am going
to
deal with those bandits. You got a fire axe. What more do you need?
We have like three guns. Do you know? And there's at least three of us who are good with them. Gotcha, Cassin isn't, but
stop. Oh God. I know Carly's good. I know Kenny's good. You're good, and Lily is good with a gun.
Like, the only adult that's not good is Katcha, and like Ben doesn't count.
Well, Katcha gets a free pass because she's the medic.
What? Like bait?
She was dead.
What is happening?
Yeah.
It made the most sense in the moment.
Lee's right.
What a dick move, you guys.
Doing these runs into the city.
You don't know what I do out there on the streets.
Man, you know how many zombies I needed to suck off to get those supplies? More than you'd think.
More than zero?
Yes.
Because you would expect it to be zero. Because
it can't stay in the motel forever, so we all have to pile in the RV.
There needs to be some form of conflict.
Right.
That gets the story moving.
It's probably those fucking...
Calm down there, Lily, you dumb bitch.
I know you're not above murder. I know somebody has been stealing our supplies.
What?
That's right.
Yeah, stealing. Well, that's not great.
The list of people I can trust here gets smaller every day.
I can't trust Duck.
Now you can probably trust Duck. Duck, get out of here.
Everyone wants me to leave.
Get back on currency, you dickbag.
Happy Kenny.
He's alive and that RV is running. You goddamn right.
My family's alive and everyone else is suffering horribly. I'm Peachy Keen.
Radical.
I'm the fucking bad guy.
Well, there's a reason for that, Kenny.
It's almost as if every time I make problems and fights, everyone
thinks I'm the bad guy. This is like Skeletor just going like, why is everybody mean to me? I'm the Skeletor.
Hey, man. Just because I want absolute power, I'm the bad guy.
That fucking Orko.
Battle Cat is so dumb. It's, yeah, you really want to find out about these mystery.
We
what?
Should go on a little quest.
Was she wiping blood off my face, or was she coming on to me?
Maybe a little bit of calling me, maybe a little bit of calling me.
Nothing gets the ladies really, really ready for, like, wiping blood off your face.
Yeah.
It helped James Bond out a lot.
Oh, you see that look?
Come that's, hither.
That's the come hither look.
Oh, Lily or
okay,
Carly?
So we got a bunch of things. The first thing we got...
Well, we
got
to check on Clem first.
That's
of all.
That's the deal. Clem, are you coloring? That's radical.
Hey, Lee.
How's it hanging?
What's that you working on? What's then? Doing there? You doing the science?
My teacher, Miss Moore, showed us how...
Leaf rubbings are rad. I love leaf rubbing.
You know what's way better than a leaf rubbing?
It's what?
Insane. A fucking...
girl rubbing.
No. That's well, really yeah. But I was about to say, you know what's way worse than a leaf rubbing? It's those fucking turkeys you would always make around Thanksgiving. Where you just put your hand down.
Oh, nah, I know those.
Oh, they were terrible.
Somewhere else.
I don't know.
Somewhere better than here. The grass is cleaner on the other side.
Man, Clem's the smartest one in this fucking group.
It's not the dumbest, that's for sure.
You're like, Clem, what do you think about us going? It's like, well, where are we going? You're a genius. Like, that's the thing that bothers me.
Are you one of those Brazilian super babies that are super smart?
Like, that's the one that bothers me the most about talking to Kenny. He's like, we gotta get out of here. And you're like, where? He's like, whatever. Uh-oh.
Nothing about you too.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't mean that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
No, I mean her.
Small. You're small.
What?
This is the worst pickup.
This seems like one of those
websites.
You're a convicted killer.
Carly, Jesus.
Jeez.
Don't you think it's hot?
Not because they deserve to, and not because you're a bad man. I think the opposite of those two things.
Thanks,
okay,
Carly.
Okay, but you just called me a convicted killer.
Well, hold on.
Thread here, and I can't see Lily talk about you without thinking it's the next thing she's going to say.
That's true.
This is a really good argument, and I feel like it's the entire reason they gave Lee this backstory.
Mm.
It's eventually people are gonna find out, right? Lily found out, and Clem found out, and Larry found out, and that worked out great.
And telling them might cause some trouble, but it will be a far cry from what'll happen if they don't hear it from you.
Yeah.
Did you know that Lee was a dick?
So you'll do it then.
Whatever. I'm sure he's fine. I'll let him know. I guess.
Now here's the question.
Good. Who do I tell?
Who do you tell? Every single person is a unique conversation.
Well, with
oh!
This...
Call me small. She's got the...
I got a huge dick. Don't even...
And he's like, man.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Man, that sounds good. I've been to prison.
I saw all kinds of shit in prison.
I went to prison break. Well, how's Lily? What do you think about Lily? Do you think we could have a threesome? Is it possible? How much do you like Lily?
I don't like her hair.
I don't... If you put your hand in the hair, can you get it out?
Do you want to get it out?
I'd like to kind of get it out.
Then yeah, I think you'll manage to get it out.
Lily doesn't actually.
What about her cheeks? Is there a rosy? Is there a pinkish?
Is there
hue?
A rosy glow?
No, it's pinkish hue.
Pinkish hue. There's a hue.
Pinkish hue.
There's a hue.
Oh hey, Lily, you look like you're having the best day ever.
Sorry. At least she's apologizing. Kenny wouldn't apologize.
Hell no, he wouldn't apologize for shit. His mustache would beat him up before he was able to apologize.
Wanted to follow up on what you said about stuff.
Yeah, what's
let's
up
solve
with that?
A mystery, Matt.
I like solving mysteries. They don't usually end up well when I try to solve them, but whatever.
Especially not in a scenario like this.
When there is no winning.
Like, what's the best case scenario? You find out who they are, and
we
then
kill
you,
one
then
of
you
them.
Beat them to death with sticks.
For real.
Oh, for reals? For shizzle? For real.
I don't have smoke weed every day.
That's what gets me and Clem through every day.
Here, Clem, here's some dank
okay,
blood.
Okay, who wants anything with opium? I'm going to say duck.
Fucking mess right now, but I'm not.
Cuz it makes him forget that he's himself.
Yeah, let's just start
exactly.
Witch hunt.
You know what people love? Witch hunts.
People love it. I love it. Bayonetta was great.
You know when people would just, like, hang Dreamcasts from trees and just light them on fire? I remember that. That was a dark time for everybody. We got through it.
So here's your only clue, a broken flashlight.
Wait, what is a broken... I was about to say a clock long broken. I was about to say, what does a broken flashlight have to do with meds being stolen?
Well, you weren't listening. What she said was is that no one would throw away a broken flashlight. They'd try and repair it.
Guess. Oh.
Doc, what were you doing?
I heard you guys talking.
You finicky little shit.
You need to unhear that, boy.
What did I just say?
You're the Grace Detective, and I can be Dick Grayson, your ward.
Oh, my God.
This is getting a little creepy, kid.
I know who it is.
We know. So, the most important choice in Walking Dead...
You can help.
Yeah!
I'm gonna guess that Duck at least needs to do one thing, except being shut in the shame car since
he can be Robin.
One.
I don't know.
The shittiest person ever.
Or he could be like that one Robin that fucking died, I bet. That'd be cool.
Hey, kids.
Who's that Robin what's-her-faces always talk about?
There's Tim Drake, which is...
Tim Drake, yeah.
Tim
yeah.
Drake, and then there's Dick Grayson, and there's the guy in the middle who got... crowbarred to death, and I have no idea what his name is.
Oh, it's what the two girls talk about him all
okay,
the time.
Okay, let me tell you right now. If you solve the mystery, you'll lose your chance to talk to everyone.
Okay.
So, it'll be obvious when you're about to solve the mystery. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you want to tell people, you should tell them.
Let me tell the leader.
The one who's the most likely to know by far.
Yeah.
Because of her big dickhead dad.
I need to tell you something.
Sure.
Head's pretty much like a huge dick.
Yeah, but it's what Carly said. If I don't...
It might blow up in your face really, really hard.
I got sent to prison.
I was sent to prison before the plague.
It was for tax fraud.
What?
I didn't pay taxes like John McTiernan did.
So you know.
I didn't know what to know.
Now he's in jail.
Well, that's true.
Now we're all in jail. We're recording this from jail. It's kind of shocking they let us have the PS Triple Ball in here.
They,
all the gang activity.
In minimum security prisons, they do it. Hey, she's cool with it.
So what? I bet he was a dick.
He was a dick.
Good thing everyone else has got destroyed shortly thereafter, huh?
There you go.
For somebody who's been a completely stupid, horrible bitch for like two
she
and a half
these,
episodes now.
She has these moments of
that
like,
was a hell of a silver lining.
She has these moments of like, I'm not... Oh, I might as well tell Kenny.
Gotcha, and Kenny are different people.
Okay.
In this,
I'll tell Kenny because I'm sure Kenny will throw it in my face if it comes out.
Like
Really?
It's the way it's gotta be.
Yeah? You kill people!
Katya, no offense. I understand your nervousness around guns, but you know the world is hell right now. It's a bad scenario.
I don't really like these guns. Can't we just throw rocks?
What do you got?
Well, which do you prefer, shooting a zombie or braining one with a bat? Because...
Yeah, so which one do you think will mess you up less?
Okay. You don't want splatter in your mouth.
Although it doesn't seem to matter in this game.
No, it doesn't, because you're all infected anyway. Well, what are you going to do?
On my way to prison 3 months ago.
Remember when you said you might throw it in your face?
Yeah.
Wasn't for touching kids, was it?
No, that's your deal, Kenny.
I killed a guy in a fight.
Oh.
Should I be worried there's anything else in your past that's going to come out?
You can see the gears turning in his head.
Good. But you should know.
There's
the... make numbers when it comes to a boat, this is going to matter.
And it should... Yeah, oh.
Everything to do with Kenny is always a feel-good sensation.
You know what, Kenny? Do what matters about going to a boat? Letting another guy die when you had the opportunity to save your son and the guy.
We need someone as an anchor.
So the only other person left to tell is Kenny... Clementine knows.
Well, you might want to talk to her about it.
Yeah, I don't really care about Ben.
Well, no one does. He's just kind of there.
But I already told her in the shop.
Yeah, but maybe you want to clear it up, considering you weren't very clear when you told her in the shop.
The day you and I met, I was in a car accident.
I remember. Your leg was bleeding.
Yep.
The car I was in was a police car. And I was on my way to jail for committing a crime. I need to tell you...
That's cool. Because I don't want... You're baller. You're straight OG.
Just like Kobe.
Have anything to say?
I don't think so.
You can go on back to your things.
Okay.
I have no idea how she took that. Oh, but thanks, game!
That's really good that it told me that.
I really appreciate it.
Let's talk about... I don't really care about...
Yeah, now you can just use the flashlight button if you want to tell anybody else.
Anything about this broken flashlight?
Fuck.
That's gonna matter on boats. Yeah. Do we take the flashlight or not?
Lee, did you break this flashlight? Are you stealing the food?
Glass over by the ice machine. I meant to clean it up before the kids hurt themselves on it.
But I
left it there.
I forgot it. I was tired.
I was planning to trip duck. So
I was being worried about guns.
I was planning to drop toehold duck onto it.
Just do the walls of Jericho right up on the glass.
Break the walls, Dean! I am the best of flock, you like sheep!
And duck is like screaming in pain and it sounds just like the countdown noise. I love the look you give Ben.
It was Ben already.
It's like, Ben, you sack of shit.
It's broken glass.
Immediate. He's just like so tired of Ben.
Hey!
You haven't even talked to Ben ever in your game.
I don't think I did.
Uh-oh, here's the broken glass.
It fits. Oh. It was Colonel Mustard near the ice machine.
With Duck. Now that's suspicious.
That's pretty suspicious, you guys.
That's pretty dumb. What is it?
I hope it's not Chris's blood. Oh, it's chalk.
It's chalk. Okay.
Duck. Maybe.
Get out of here, Dick. I think it's fucking... It's chalk,
hey,
Duck.
Hey, did you hate Duck and do bad things to him in your thing?
No, I saved Duck every chance I could. Pink chalk, which is... He's a kid!
But does this change?
No.
Like, why does he seem so annoyed with Duck more than any other time we've seen
him? He's having a bad day.
I guess.